been hard to get anybody to help or cinch, you know. Uh-huh. Everybody's will got a job, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Take a job.
Are the niggers in this community pretty nice people?
Yeah, they are. The niggers through this section are really good. They're not many. But mm-hmm. Niggers are really scattered through here. They're not many. They're good to help you. What few they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what do they mostly do for a living?
They work as tobacco farmers, help them in tobacco. They get a good price now. I mean, they are. Little children, 10, 12-year-old children get $10 a day to work on tobacco.
That's amazing.
I don't see how in the world that people that grow tobacco can pay it. I mean, pay that much, you know.
The price of tobacco must be way up there.
Yes, it is. Price of tobacco is good. They got, the last 3 or 4 years, they've been getting an extra good price for bar tobacco, you know.
Well, does tobacco have to be sort of scarce for the price to go up, or what?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you see, foreign nations, that is Germany and Russia, and foreign countries been using a lot of this. That is Georgia group tobacco, you know. It's for cigarettes, you know, making cigarettes.
Do they make anything else out of tobacco besides cigarettes?
Oh, yeah, make snuff.
Oh, yeah.
Plug tobacco, you know.
Uh-huh.
Georgia grows a bright tobacco, bright leaf, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's the reason the companies, R.J. Reynolds and Liggett Myers, and a lot of those big tobacco firms, that's the reason they push the price on tobacco up in the state of Georgia as much as they have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it sold for 80 cent up to a dollar this last year,
mm-hmm.
a pound, you know. It sells in
That's about like beef, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sounds about like auctioning. They auction it off, you know, warehouses. They got one. Of course, you've seen the warehouses.
I've seen them. I've never been in them, you know, but I've seen them around.
They got them down here at Claxton. They got them in Statesboro and Vidalia. Oh, they're just different places, you know, some larger towns, you know.
Well, what about cigars? Do they make?
Yeah, make cigars out of tobacco.
Uh-huh. Does any Georgia tobacco go into them, do you know? I remember when they used to make them out of tobacco from Cuba or something.
Oh, yes. Well, they still do. I mean, they use a lot of that Cuban tobacco. But now they still use a lot of it. Of course, you know, Georgia and Florida, Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, all of them tobacco belts, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tobacco states.
Mm-hmm.
So they, Georgia. They make good money. I mean, I don't say good money, but it's a quick turnover.
Where are the big tobacco markets in those states?
Burlington and Durham. You mean where the manufacturer?
Yeah.
Burlington, North Carolina. Durham, North Carolina. And they have one up at, they have several in the state of South Carolina. I got a sister who lives up at
Burlington.
Winsboro, South Carolina, and the other one lives in Columbia. They have those processing and manufacturing plants, and one in Columbia, South Carolina, and one in Charleston, I believe it is. They have them scattered about.
Mm-hmm. How do they go about selling the tobacco? Do they ship it all to big cities or something and then auction it off?
It's auctioned off on these local markets, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
See, there's tobacco companies like R.J. Reynolds, Liggett Meyer, Brown Williamson, or you see it on the manufacturer, you know. See the name, Don. Duke Tobacco Company, what name was it? Duke University, you know, they got the owner of one of the big tobacco companies named Duke, you know.
Mm-hmm.